Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Bright Horse.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Gladstar.
Hello.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Howdy.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Evening, everybody.
Just FYI, my voice sounds a little bit off. I had an issue with my throat earlier. I'm fine now. But if I sound different, that's why. Ooh, what's your question of the day? Okay. If there was a D&D plane that any one of your characters could go to, where would you want to go?
Already? No.
No?
Is it another plane? Where would you go?
Would it be your favorite campaign system?
Ooh, I like that better. Yeah, which campaign system would you like, would they want to go visit, if not live there? Yeah. Because there's a ton. Rob?
Come back to me.
All right, you're the one who came up with the flip question. What's your answer?
No, that's of course Dragonlance. You know.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, that's yeah. Always been.
He's a white robe.
Yeah.
Not red.
Probably. Definitely be white.
White robe. I hear that. The new Dragonlance campaign setting came out, and I'm like, do I have to buy this? There's two things I wanted the whole book.
I'm gonna buy it anyway because I have all the old ones.
So does my dad.
I even have the End of the Last Home cookbook.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm probably going to buy it because I want all the monsters. That's what I'm going to buy it for mostly. At this point, that's what I end up buying, that and character options.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care about I know the fluff.
Well, yeah.
I've read it for 20 years.
So.
All right. Natalie?
Kids on bikes.
Valid.
All right. Mm-hmm. We move on.
That's like where you play like a kid sleuth who tries to like you mm-hmm. solve crimes as a kid on a bicycle. Mm-hmm. Like who rides around town.
Yeah. I've actually seen watched people on the
Yeah, the actual plays have been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like it, Natalie. It's totally acceptable. Good job. All right. Mike. Let us help.
Something that I heard about at a very simple tabletop RP. I can't
Legacy
remember.
Of Mana?
Huh?
Legacy of Mana?
God, I think it was...
Maybe do a description of
it? Well, I've got a name in my head, and I think it's right, but it's rather inappropriate.
Natalie, earmuffs.
I believe it was called something like Super Panty Explosion or something like that, but it's very simple, straightforward, anime-inspired.
Got it. Okay, yes, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So... Okay. You're good, Natalie.
I'm back.
It's not that bad.
But it's a very simple, straightforward anime-style
tabletop. I've heard about that, yeah. Now, back to Rob / Demon.
So, Rob has only actually done custom campaigns.
You've never played in a real campaign.
Correct.
Like a real campaign world that is established by someone other than your DM.
Exactly. The closest thing was when we went to that comp with
that was Arcanus.
Oh, Arcanus is good, too.
That's the
ARG or for the 5e conversion?
I looked at it when it was the original.
That's ARG, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's the only book-based campaign I've been part of. That is the only book part campaign I've been a part of.
I mean, yeah, like the Forgotten Realms, which is where all the Drizzt books are from. That's a D&D campaign setting.
Yeah, never read those.
You could use like a D&D game setting too.
I got
like,
one. I know you would want to be in. I don't know about Demon Halo, because there is a Halo tabletop.
Oh yeah. There was also a Halo miniature game.
So, you said you messed up. Which one other one were you thinking
of? Was it Caves?
Masks.
We need to flip. Damon would want to do Kids on Bikes, and I'll do Masks. There we go.
Kids Sleuth, right. I mean, it makes sense for in any case.
Now we'll back it up, so we get it
out
of
parts.
No.
Alright, so who wants to do the recap?
I'm in danger!
Aren't you always?
Yes!
I'm trying to remember why you were in so much danger. Like, it's been a hot minute.
Oh. Well, we plane shifted.
Yes.
Who took us plane shifting?
Astral projecting five people into the celestial realm.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I gotta get more dice out.
I'm in danger. Hey.
You can have the bucket.
This is muffin packed.
Fondo away from Paul.
Paul got out a brick of D6s.
36 D6s.
Sounds like enough damage.
I didn't even take out the single and make it easy to pull out.
I'm in danger.
So yes, last
so so
last
and what he's gonna do is he's just gonna take it
and explode.
Uh oh.
The whoops.
No.
No.
I'll fix it.
All the sixes were on top.
Oh, he made it so nice.
You need a whole new butt after that.
Well, Guess I'm out. I'll be building my new character.
Yeah.
Build an Atlantean to join
this,
the party.
This is how you can, how you, like,
we already have an Atlantean that's joining the party.
He could be an angel.
I don't think Paul would allow that.
4, 35. Oh, there it is.
Haha! You didn't lose any.
I'm in danger.
I was gonna dump them out of the bucket.
Okay.
You have all 36. Yeah. Six.
You gotta, gotta make sure that they're all random when they go.
We went into the A Celestial Realm to rescue the four celestial spirits that are related to Demon.
And who can remember all their names?
Pastiel, Boreal, Ethereal, and Zathael/Suthiel.
You got it.
It's like most of them were not written into my backstory.
All right.
I don't like that.
So, and they save them, and they save the plane that they are from. Though it will take time for that to fully recover. So let's get back to the matter at hand.
Put that away.
Put it down.
He's in danger.
Put it down.
I will remove a D6 for every reason you can give me why I should remove a D6.
Well, it would
up to two per person. Natalie?
It would take an awfully long time for Mike to write up a new character this close, and we're also recording right now, so it would take an awful long time. We wouldn't be able to do two episodes.
Not accepted.
That's my one contributing factor.
It does not count. Next.
Heroic action.
Reduced by a die. Hold on. One.
You're a very benevolent and GM. You're right, you're not.
Stop it, he might put him back!
I'm hoping for that!
Now for everyone that gets removed, it hits Damon.
I'm okay.
I guess, because right, just pouring him out of that is not as random as putting him in your hand and you couldn't hold them all in your hand.
I'll roll him down your dice tower. He's like, shit. He's like, I did not.
Put the dice tower away.
Oh, I'm looking for in-game reasons. You guys are giving me out-of-game reasons. Like,
are we not trying to help?
I get it.
We're saving your world.
El Combustion would be more sad and less good.
Oh, okay. El Combustion being sad. That's two.
CC would be sad.
CC would be dead.
CC would be dead. And you'd like playing CC.
CC's important. Three dice out.
One each. No, not one each yet.
Art hasn't gotten one yet.
Guinevere.
She'll be fine.
She'll survive.
She'll get over it.
But she loses her valuable test subject. I mean, boyfriend.
No, but there would be a lot fewer people that would be able to come to our aid without him.
Like,
how many people? How many cowls? Not cowls.
Capes, hoods.
Hoods. Did he take from being inoperable to actually semi helpful?
But that's passing that current, so they are already helpful. How many more could you say?
Well, I'm going to give you the die, but I'll explain where it comes from.
Okay.
Without him, you can't find who's infected.
Yeah, well, that's a good one.
Four dice out.
Along that same, there are people that I have connections with that they do not. Like, correct. Tabitha. I would not, or they would likely not be able to convince her to come to their aid, other than saying...
Princess...
No, this,
Empress of Carnage.
Empress of Carnage.
Yep, from this...
Yeah.
That's who I was thinking.
He's important to the story. And the overarching
I'm
going to
call
theme.
That Art's Die. Okay, so...
Because that was the way I was thinking. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Totally.
Technically,
he's only staring down the barrel of
31 dice now.
31 dice.
Technically speaking, weren't we saying before that it feels like Rico is the character of this podcast? So getting rid of him would remove a integral, important main character.
No.
No. So I'm the main character. Got it. Main character energy.
Yeah.
Writing the DM with fudge.
I'm good, thank you.
Writing the DM with
also,
other food?
Also, I already gave you your second dice, so you couldn't bribe me. I'm good.
I got crumble cookies today, and I thought of you, and not just myself.
I'll trade you a die.
No.
No.
Where's that doubling cube? Oh, wait, that's at your house.
This is the most overtly weighted dice roll I've ever had.
Absolutely.
If I could get it to not be on a six,
there's at least another one in there.
I did not know it was a weighted die. I'm trying to kill Mike, apparently.
Ow. Ow. This one hurts.
Oh, that's the D10 with the dots?
Yeah. Ha!
Yeah, you can do it.
It's difficult, but it's doable. In any case, what are some other good reasons? Otherwise, I'm going to be walking out of this with, you know...
Severe hemorrhaging?
Palsy?
I would Emphasis like you to not murder him.
Oh. Imagine the complaining Mike will do if you don't. Yes.
Remove you. Or better yet, if you kill him off, who's going to do the editing then?
Because he might quit.
He'd get more time for it, yeah.
He might quit.
Wow. it's not possible, but, you know, I get you. I appreciate it.
You're at 6 out of 8 possible removed.
I just love that one was, imagine the complaining
Mike could do. Alright, so that's 30, not 31. Let's back that out. Looking at the average damage.
The number I showed you was the full
damage. Yeah, I know. You showed the full. I had the average on mine. The average damage on 30 dice is 105.
Like that?
Yes.
All right.
However, I don't want to take it.
I'll heal you. It's fine.
No. The other way to think about it is every point of damage he takes, he gets it into his pool.
If we have another combat. By the way, I'm staring at currently 1,000 points in my pool.
I'm aware.
All right.
Do you want to keep adding damage die to him?
Yes.
Hearing so, no other good solutions.
Yeah. Wow. All right, 1 point. There are too many sixes. I don't like this.
Oh, that is a lot of sixes.
Just take your 180 points total.
Does it count if it rolls off of the foam board?
Yes.
I'm sorry. This we could have re-rolled it and it would have been a six.
Jane, do you have Ellen told that psychic?
I think that's a thing.
It's not. I was messing with you.
Hence the blank stare that you got for a bit there.
Listen, I got 30 on my side. Just because you're 30, safe doesn't 30, mean that you have to 40, take it out 50, on someone 60, else.
70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 112.
112?
No, 114, I'm sorry.
Is that more or less than the average?
No.
So I cut them in half, right?
Straight to the dome!
Auto dome!
As you crack back.
Ow!
And you feel your power fracture.
Oh, that's great.
Anytime you use the rest of that power for the next week, you will take damage. At all.
Do we at least still have the mind link up?
Yes. But if it goes down for some reason, you have to reestablish it. Ow.
Heal 70 points.
How many heals you got left?
3.
That puts me at 160 out of 223.
So,
it's another 70 if you want to use it.
Yep.
Do we get a short rest?
No.
If we get a short rest, he loses his pool.
And it's now up to 1,100. I want to burn something down.
He wants to say, fuck you.
Alright, fair.
Alright, so you guys snap back, and I realize now why I had this thing in half the screen, not the full screen, because I had my notes pulled up.
So, the sword got fixed. You said it was going to get a new bonus.
Yes, it's like reluctant to leave its scabbard right now, and you realize that, wait, it doesn't feel anything. And you touch it, and you hear Ethereal's voice louder in your head. You've got a direct connection now. Don't abuse it.
Does that make my what's that cleric 10 ability called again? Divine intervention?
No.
Damn.
But you do have a once per long rest. I don't want to give that.
Divine.
Well, what's an 8th or 9th level spell I should give him that isn't too...
Wish.
No. I wanted to say, like, Meteor Swarm, but...
But Mike already has that.
Let's say a 9th level Disintegrate. 1.
Is it to hit or to save?
It's always to save.
No, I got special. The knuckle duster.
Okay.
It could be this.
Treat it as a.
No, you'd have to declare it beforehand.
I got enough.
Yeah, you get knuckle duster at 9th level. But it has to be cast through the sword. It must be done beforehand.
As a,
and that is an action.
As an action, not as
part of
an
attack.
Part of the no. attack action.
All right.
Ow. Healed up, but ow.
Pulling up. Yeah, grow a thicker skin.
Grow a thicker. Ow.
No, that was a soul damage. That was like a that was a straight punch to like your insides, and you're like, that felt very wrong, and you would not like to do it again.
I mean, you did astral project, what?
Five people? Yeah.
It's gonna mess you up.
So, Marcus is kind of, and Marcus is looking at you like, looking at the four of you, he's the big, huge, red-maned guy, yeah. And is looking at you like, holy shit.
These guys are monsters.
Did you guys just do that?
Yeah. We do this on like a daily basis.
At least weekly.
This is like a normal Tuesday for us.
The thing is, you're like half bullshitting, half not bullshitting. He doesn't know how to take it, and he looks at you like, you save like entire planes of existence
on Tuesday.
On a Tuesday?
I mean, yeah, you should see what we do on Fridays. Oh, you have to give me inspiration for that.
I was laughing.
Yes.
Oh, that was great.
Thank you.
So, wow, Nelly's in rare form today. All right.
I'm just surprised Mike was actually able to finish drinking what he was drinking without having it all over the table.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay. I didn't know what you were drinking.
If it wasn't for the Yeti being in the middle, he would have been done. All right. So, he looks at you and he's like, I don't know whether you're lying or not, but thank you.
Yeah.
We should really take you to the priests. They're going to want to talk to you.
Yeah, I healed them.
No.
What?
You rebuilt our pantheon.
Yeah.
You need to speak with the priest.
After that, I feel like I need a priest. Ow. It hurts.
In my mind, the healing from Damon isn't gentle. It's like...
It reverses.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, so it's super gentle.
I get that, but there's still that lingering soul.
Oh yeah, no, you're soul wounded. It hurts. So
no minion, you can't play.
But master, my voice is perfect for this today. Are you sure I can't go and play?
Not right now. Not fine. Right now
we'll talk about this. You feel a claw like reach out of your soul to like try and cut you, but it just gets shoved back in. You're like,
oh, so.
If I smoted.
We're going to see.
You're being led to go see the high priest, who is a very small woman, probably no more than like 5 foot tall. Tattoos for Scuthiel are all over her body. Hastiel, the mage.
Okay,
she's all over her. There are very few of those left, even here. Because they were the ones who were killed off. There are some, but they're out in the city hiding. You guys are going to find them. This is the high priestess, like the ass kicker versus not the high
Septon.
I don't know what that is, but probably like the keeper of the lore. She is not. She's the I'm the example our gods gave us to say fuck those people. I'll take them down myself. Think high level, like favored soul sorcerer kind of thing.
Okay.
Or divine soul. What the fuck it's called? Divine soul, I think. Yeah, holy soul-y. So she comes in and you guys walk through the door and each of you start to radiate this light. You each light up with one of the colors, that's associated with the celestials. Just like we talked about last session. Bright Force lights up like Zaphiel. Like a purple, very defensive, you know. Like, and like pseudo armor overlaps her regular armor. Shinsoku looks like Hastiel, very much so. The you know
Boreal.
Oh, because he's a nerd. Yeah,
so Hastiel is the artillerist.
So yeah, Rico walks in, and the sextant and the telescope of an artillerist appears on his hip, and there's like a. Combat math on like a billboard, like kind of goes on like angles and stuff like that, alongside like mortar shells.
There we go.
For Shinsoku, Boreal just the smell of books and the robes he's already wearing are just
more. He's like under the effect of gust, where it's
fluttering. And they're back. More exaggerated, like yep. more voluminous, like. And then, last but not least, Damon has, you know, his laser rifles look like crossbows. They're not, but they have the phantom arms, and but your blade's identical, and it wants to be drawn.
This doesn't feel like the right situation, but fuck it.
Yeah, and it just radiates with this golden light, and the priestess just falls down and prostrates, and says, "Oh, chosen of the Celestials, how might we be of service?"
Gonna go to his head again.
Again? When did it go to my head the first time? I'm assuming that's through
my leg. Oh yeah, absolutely.
You feel a twinge, but it doesn't hurt. But you're like,
kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like someone running like a soft cloth over an open wound. It doesn't hurt, but it feels like it should.
Fun.
You know, chosen of the Celestials, how might we be of service to you?
I'm just going to go right into explaining what we just did. We just...
And Marcus is just behind you, just nodding along, like, yeah, these fuckers are crazy. This one almost died. Points at, you know, Rico.
Yeah.
Actually, you all almost died, but you didn't really think about that. You were kind of just, you know, being heroes and shit, and that's wild.
It's a vibe, honestly.
Because they don't have capes. Like, that's not a thing here. This is, like, traditional... They're like adventurers are a thing, but they're not capes. So the fact that you guys are willing to do this is really fucking unusual to them.
I have a name for this episode.
Yeah. You can take your inspiration for that. I'm being generous with the inspiration today. I feel like I've been a little stingy, so I'm gonna be.
Amen.
It's gonna be flowing. All right. So, but she's waiting for you to give like what do you want her to do because she has not gotten up in the whole time you've been talking.
I told her to stand up. Get comfortable. This is a long story.
She is to the letter of what you say. Not the spirit, to the letter. So she stands up and she stands like arms crossed in front, like hands folded in front of her, very much so, accentuating her like high shoulders and like the golden curls on them.
Up here. Yeah.
Can I let ethereal?
Can he become the vessel for ethereal?
Not right now, but yes. That is something that I will have the ability to do. Eventually.
Okay, lovely. Got it.
All right.
But I would open up her dialogue so she may speak. Trying to get out. Because I have the direct connection.
Basically, she says, let her touch the blade of our sword, and I'll speak with her.
All right.
There's like a swell near the end, like, where you get more cutting power. And then she touches there where it's, you know, nice and, well, the flat of it. And her eyes glow golden, and she says, I know what I have to do. I'm going to rally my priests and have them guide you throughout the city to find the followers of Boreal who are left. We'll encounter resistance, but with you four great heroes, I see that as something entirely not she wouldn't say doable, but possible.
Since we also have Angel,
he's very busy. Like he's been imprisoned, so he's kind of just getting back in the swing of things. And you're gonna find out he was a wild card even before he went to prison. So he said, you know, thank you very much, and let me know before you leave, kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And he just kind of nopes off. I'm going to go take out a squadron of soldiers, I'll be back, you know, and he fucking dips, you know, nopes off.
Basically, I'm going to go have fun. See ya!
I'm going to give you a benefit, Rob.
Alright.
It's a modification to your healing pool. For 250 points, you can burn out Dracula's effect, if it isn't, like, active.
500 is active?
Correct.
I'm going to forget that. Don't have my own.
But that's it's basically ethereal hunting out the influence and shredding it.
We have a combo move. I still have to be able to know that thing is
correct.
There.
But now if you touch someone like that, like if you touch them skin to skin, not like shirt to skin, but like skin to skin, you'll know. As long as you're also touching your sword. So if you had like a hip scabbard, you'd use a hip scabbard right now.
For those of you at home, the sword he reaches for his back.
Correct.
Because we're at a table, and you can't see me reach for my hip as well. So, more visual cue for the rest of you.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, that's what you guys are going to go do. You are led out into... Oh, there actually, if any of you need healing, she points over to a fountain that produces what's effectively low-grade healing potion. But if you leave the facility, it stops working. Then if you need that, please feel free to partake.
See if it... Horrible, horrible pain.
No, it actually hurts. like it's trying to overheal you because it knows there's damage, but it can't do it.
Well, it's basically free healing. It'll
heal the rest of my hit points up.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yep, go to full. Everyone go to full.
I do it naturally, so.
Yes, you do. But it kind of works like your healing does, you know? It's not a burst. It's regeneration. So, you guys are let out. After that, the High Priestess, who has not given you a name yet.
And I will...
I've forsaken my name in service of the Celestial.
I will give her actual...
I very much so appreciate it, Chosen. We'll only call you Chosen. Think of her as she is a zealot. In a good... But for a good cause versus a not good cause, a great ally, a horrific enemy. And she leads out a group of 5 priests, all of which are spouting magical staves, and all of them have some kind of mage armor or like a more advanced mage armor, maybe. And a couple of them are wearing like fancy bracers. You'd recognize them as illusionist bracers. These people, they came to play, and you're basically told, Mistress Ethereal said to let you find the way, and she said you'd know what that means.
I will in time.
No, like, do a thing to find the way.
Okay, do
it. You have to find the portal.
Oh! Yeah, just take it back to the entrance.
You have to get far enough away. You go into the residential district, and you know that they all have some sort of extra-dimensional space there. So if they're a descendant of Boreal, or a chosen of Boreal, so likely you could use that to find them. And she explains that to you.
All right.
So
it's my Horizon Walker ability. Mm-hmm. Once I know I'm far enough away from the
And you find a building that in our world we think of it like a Motel 6 almost, like a cheap hotel. But when you look inside, you see it looks like a Motel 6. But you look inside, and it's probably a school, and it has been absolutely cratered. But you're definitely being told there's a portal nearby, and you roll me a Wisdom check to try and find it. It's his ability that he's rolling right now.
8 plus my 5.
You can have proficiency.
Okay, then that's 18.
Yeah, it's enough. So you find that there is actually a glamour over the leftmost section of the crater.
I have true sight.
Oh, you just, never mind, you saw it. There's a glamour, something blocking, looks like a door to nowhere.
We'll go up to investigate.
Roll investigation. Or you can knock. It's your choice.
I will knock.
And a peephole opens up, and there's it looks like the building of a firebolt behind it. Who are you?
I am Deimos, chosen of Ethereal. You are safe now.
Why didn't you tell me?
I just did.
And he opens the door, and this person opens up the door, and inside is one of the largest libraries you've ever seen.
Houses. What mark? I'm assuming Boreal.
Boreal. Yeah.
Cold.
So, yeah, you look inside, and you see the most massive library you've ever seen. It goes back 2-3 football fields.
Who's with us?
5 priestesses, the high priest, high priestess, and Marcus did not come with. So
I do check them.
They're fine.
Not under the influence of Dracula.
No. No, one of them has a sting on her, like maybe she's in contact with someone. But then if you ask, they explain that they were like giving last rites before they killed one of them.
So they're clean. Yeah, I should have done that before if I approached the door, but yeah.
You did. Your wisdom's too high to not. So, yeah, you go in, and you see this library just goes for days. I mean, a half mile, a mile, like, just books, you know, 100 feet high, stacks.
Reminds me of the Sanctum in the heydays.
No, this is far and away the largest collection of books you've ever seen in one place, by a magnitude of 50. I'm the chief archivist. This is the history. This is the history of the world. I'm sorry. This is the history of the world, part one. This is the oldest stuff. My
movie reference.
My secondary contemporaries, hopefully, are still alive. They have the rest.
Alrighty then.
Meanwhile, Dylan's just like,
okay. Scholars, touch. Here you go, Boreal.
But it takes 6 seconds per book.
Yeah.
Definitely not enough time.
To life.
No, I'm looking at it going, Rumors of the Library of Alexandria.
Yep.
Oh, you know about the Library of Alexandria? That should be in the fifth of my follower of my contemporary.
Yeah, it's gone.
No, the what's left of it. I'm sorry. We went and took it before it burned down.
That's good.
It's there.
Good.
Yeah, they had copies.
Yeah. No, they took it before it burned down.
Yeah. They left copies at the library to burn, so there's something that looks like the
book. Yeah, they left blank paper.
Yeah, exactly.
And with ink splashed on it. Who gives a shit? Exactly. It burns, right? All right. But as you guys are kind of talking to this person and getting them, like they're folding their door down, and it's like kind of being a bitch. Like it's like, it doesn't get closed much. Close, piece of shit. And with a pop, like a burst of like bluish light shoots up in the air. Yeah, it always does that. We should run.
Yeah.
As you hear...
I scoop everyone up and I will teleport us to...
That teleport lets you get 8. Now, could Shinsoku grab everybody with his I am the bus ability? Yeah.
Okay, don't give me credit for trying to be heroic.
Well, yeah, you could have. You went to do it and you're like, I'd leave 3 behind. And then you look at the crab. You look at former crab man do.
I got it.
Okay. Plus you got more charge than me, so.
So, but you, I am the bus. Where do you head to? You were told like where the next, roughly the next one was. You could get close to it.
Okay. I will try to get us.
And you watch as when you appear, you look back to where you were and you see, without exaggeration, the largest meteor you've ever seen crash into that location and just leave a 100-foot crater.
Huh.
Up in the sky on the island. Okay.
It's a pretty thick island, but yeah.
Do we have, like, what it came from, or...
It was... You know that when you cast Meteor Swarm, it just comes from above?
Yeah.
This is Comet, not Meteor Swarm.
Can I make a Arcana a good guess of working?
Nope. Doesn't work that way.
Up.
Literally, you call it from the sky.
Yes, but I'm trying to...
Do you have Detect Magic on?
I have True Sight.
That is not the same thing.
And have access at the at will base.
Then no. No, you don't.
But what about the hero?
Nope. He's a warrior. An ass-whooping warrior with True Sight. So, you guys are at like another... this one actually looks like a small... Yes, Natalie?
If it comes forth from the sky, how far of a distance would you have to be like, it comes down from there?
1 mile.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, we already did that.
Well, I didn't know if you could be like in, I don't know, like...
But somebody wasted a
if you were in, for instance, California,
yeah, but I...
would you be able to call meteors to go in New York? No. Okay.
1 mile range. All
right.
How big is the island?
About it's actually pretty close to the same size as Riverside City, about 10 miles across.
Yep.
All right, so you guys are at, like I said, you're at a small coliseum, which doesn't make a lot of sense considering it's where a nerd lives.
No, where do you hide? At least expect you.
Mm-hmm. And that leads you where you think it would be, probably down in the pits themselves, like where the nerdy, you know, the dirtiest, nastiest fighting is. So you make your way down through, you know, the back alleyways, and you see the priestesses are just, like, walking through the muck and shit like it doesn't exist. And you check, like, look at their feet when they walk by, and they're perfect.
Prestidigitation.
Or something like the dirt doesn't stick to them.
Pass without trace.
Something like that, yeah. And you're led down, and then there is what you recognize as, like, a cage match, which were very uncommon, but they did happen a long, long, long time ago. And inside, the cage door is missing. And sitting inside is a roughly 15-foot tall behemoth. With spikes spikes on its shoulders, like a reddish skin, and glowing purple eyes.
No, the extra people are not in front of here. I asked the priest.
Oh, you do. The nerd went back to his office. Went back to the safety. And each one, you're going to lose a priestess, because they'll go with them.
Gotcha.
A high priestess is, I don't.
Here, Rob asks, does he appear to have True Sight?
Yes, you see a nerd.
Oh, okay. Critical question. Yep.
You see a nerd under the True Sight, but his eyes are wild.
I will go through the exact same with the last one.
Roll for initiative.
Yes, put me as... 27.
Hang on. 23. With a natural 20.
A natural 20. I don't go... Unless you get the choice of go.
I have a 23 as well. Okay, then you win.
Which one got the...
I heard
of the priestess.
That would be the nerd. Priestess will go on 20 even.
Bless you.
Smite force?
11.
With advantage? Oh, you don't
have... All right. That was when I was a toilet killer.
Yeah.
So, I rolled a 7 plus 3 for Tom. I go last, but...
Really?
We have...
I'll stay second.
Alright. I guess it is a lark trait to start a star with the top.
I found out that there's like a ton of different ways. It is purely based on who taught you.
I just watched Mike make a star for him.
Yeah, but there's a
learn
thing. Then the way you learn anytime, if you learn any other way, it feels wrong.
Mm-hmm. In any case, Demon, you're first. Get that
20. Yeah.
because I got skills to back it. I have proficiency in every skill except for charisma. Yeah, I'm going to go into melee range to see if he's possessed.
He is not.
Okay. I am Damon. I am the Chosen of Ethereal. We are here to save, rescue you.
No recognition.
All right, I cast Sleep with my sword. Should I? I think he'll probably be casting a spell on his turn.
You don't know. This creature is totally unknown to you.
Creature? Not person?
You see the person inside, but it is not an illusion.
Polymorph or something like that?
Something like that.
Okay. I was thinking it was an illusion of the monster scaring one away.
No.
All right, then I'm just going to proceed to try to knock him out.
Okay. You can also use your action to try and figure out what's going on.
Okay, I will do that first then.
No. It would be you do that instead.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I have Action Surge.
I have Action Arcana. Surge. Action.
I missed my advance on Arcana for this kind of stuff. And my higher intelligence.
Wah.
Natural 20. So 33?
Yeah, 20 I'm giving to anyway. But yes, 33 is good. In an attempt to not be corrupted, he hid his mind inside the beast you see before. He is entirely that beast right now. If you kill it, he'll die.
Dispel magic?
At a high enough level, maybe. Or a good enough check. But basically what it amounts to, it's like Tensor Transformation, but like upcast, and it is a physical transfer. There's a physical like shape change portion to it.
I figured more of True Polymorph.
Yeah, I guess True Polymorph, probably True Polymorph is closer.
I will tell the High Priestess that high level this spell magic should fix him. As I will remain, I'm going to use my Action Surge and take the dodge at. No, he already has disadvantage on to hit me due to the cloak.
Cloak.
So I don't need to, so I won't do that.
Double disadvantage.
But I will try to keep his focus on flying.
Oh, you're the only thing next to him. You have his focus.
Yep.
I have a...
All right.
Next
up is Shinsoku.
Who gets advantage on any thing he does, because you have the natural...
Yep.
All right. I'm going to, first of all, case everything up. Well,
two spells.
Oh, temp now.
Oh, I don't like where...
So, can I make an Arcana check to see if a 6th level dispel was going to be high enough?
What level would my natural...
You need a 9th level to get it automatically.
Anything lower, you have to roll.
You roll either way. But you do have advantage because you're net 20.
Mm-hmm.
So, go with the base level dispel, then. The same difficulty, because the holiday spell is worth almost all once a fiat.
I think you need to be at least 6th level, just because it has... some magic around it that would protect it from spells.
Like an anti-magic spell.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Adaluk's Resilient Sphere.
Okay.
I think is what it's called.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and try to dispel it.
Roll an advantage.
And then add your spell cast and yep. Stat.
Which is plus seven.
No proficiency. No. Just plus 7.
Unless you have a Bardic Inspiration to have it, which you have not gotten one of. You could ready it and wait for Bright Force.
It goes at the bottom of the round.
Well, then as a bonus action. I'm gonna go ahead and do the
one.
Which Misty Step?
No, the
Blade Song.
Blade Singer. Yeah, just in case.
I have his attention. Don't worry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have his attention.
Well, until you guys start dispelling him, but that's not until after he acts. Yes, guess who goes now?
So yes. So as a bonus action, I will Blade Dance and then hold my dispel for.
You'll ready it. Yeah.
Yeah, ready it for.
Smite Force.
Spike Force to
all right. Give me some. Here's my terrorist attack on Demon.
At disadvantage.
Hence the 2 dice. 20 misses.
Yep.
17 misses. 20 misses. This dice
keeps rolling until he hits.
Yeah, that's how he seems to operate.
Yeah. He has 6 attack. This is 31 to hit.
Could not, but I can't shield with the close attack.
Correct.
Because he'd be way too busted.
Wow, that's not great damage. 25?
It's not great damage, it's just 25.
3d8 plus 15? Not great. Last or two?
That
what?
Was 5.
So, I only have 1 dice now, because it even hit.
Correct, but now I can actually shoot.
20 even.
Right,
rolling the dice, Jill. That was the third 5 for you. Alright.
Alright.
Priestess, she's going to...
Follow my word.
Yeah, what do you tell her to do?
Dispel. I have dispel magic on.
All right, so there are five priestesses left. I'm going to roll a d6, and one is her. 2, 3, 4, 5 are her subordinates. 6 are none of them have it.
Who hasn't prepared today?
She does, conveniently. She's the only one who could cast a high enough level that fucking mattered. You're lucky. All right, I'll roll a flat d20. 6. She'll use her favor to the gods because you asked her to. That's all in saving throws. Never mind. Oh, she's at a sorcery point, though.
Glad I can be helpful in reminder.
That's 21.
This yeah. beat the spell level. So.
Yeah, 19 is what she needed.
Yep.
And you watch as the spell cracks, and left behind is a terrified looking man who looks like he's going to cast teleport.
That's, he already acted, so.
Yeah. It looks like he's going to rip, like, he's got, like, a knife out that you recognize as a, like, a focus for a teleportation spell.
I will attempt to explain to him that he's safe now.
He is in animal mode. You know, like...
All right. Next.
Trap him.
Well, I would love to, but I need an action first. And we've got the Smite Force next.
Bright Force!
I don't think it does anything.
I'm casting Calm.
I thought you were going to cast Heroism, but yeah. Heroism makes you immune to fear.
Do you need to hear what it is?
I have a save, I think?
Charisma I think save. So, yeah.
He's a nerd. He's not very charismatic. As I am a charismatic nerd. 16? Oh, it's her.
Yeah, her base save is a 20-something now.
I think it's 23. Yeah.
I was like, he's plus 2.
You can't even make that.
I rolled a 15.
Yeah.
He stops for a second, sheathes the knife, and then curls in a ball.
I'm up the other way.
He's no longer a threat.
Speaking at length.
We're here to take him to safety. We have
the chosen of Ethereal to help with the safety.
He flinches.
Royal?
And one of the priestesses says, I'll take him back. And then grabs a hold of him and casts Word of Recall.
Okay. Hey, cleric teleport.
Unerring goes home. Seems good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I was going to... I had a horrible, horrible turn that I'm really glad it didn't get to that.
Yeah. Psychic surgery?
I had to get to find out how much damage I take for using psychic shit.
Yep.
Fuck.
Alrighty then.
Next one?
Yeah. And you find another little tiny folded up door.
Same approach.
No, like that he left behind.
Oh.
Folded up?
Yep.
So, this monster
in
the door.
It was in his bag. He dropped it when he sat down.
Pick it up. Yeah, I was going to say, hang on to it.
Yep.
Don't put it in a bag of holding.
No. Really? That would be bad.
It probably weighs like 30 pounds. It is like, it's like never one mind. Inch by one inch. It's like 1 inch by 1 inch by 2 inch, but it's like.
Could you hold this for us, please? Thank you.
It's a feather.
Why are they whining about it? Kind of.
Because they are not Smite Force.
Got it.
We're not that strong.
Do not put it in Bob.
I will not put it in Bob.
You get that warning from all three of us.
Yeah. And she's just holding it in front of Bob like, what?
Yeah, now, this is what we think it weighs. Mm-hmm. And then the regular d20 is what you think it weighs. Yeah.
That's about right.
Or like a 3D printed d20 even. Like,
yeah.
Like even lighter. But the 3D printed d20s are freaking hilarious. I printed my dice set. Go home. Come back with real dice. Or borrow mine. Resin printing, totally different. That's a solid piece. Okay, so.
Can we open the door? See what's behind it?
It's folded up.
Okay.
And they didn't teach you how to do that.
They got priests here that know.
No, they don't.
They're not
bored. They're not archivists.
Then hey, Mario, you still up there?
Yeah, don't fuck with it.
Gotcha. Where's the next?
You use your portal thing again.
After about a minute.
Yeah.
I roll the dice to see how long it would take me to fully heal myself.
And it is much closer to the enemy territory it's like against the wall of enemy territory.
So we go in stealthy.
Alright, I cast Pass Without Trace.
The priestesses all go invisible? No. But you guys. Actually, all of you go invisible. Fourth level casting invisibility from two of them. Just.
And besides being invisible, you add 10 to your stealth rolls.
Yeah, you guys are stealthy as fuck. I have to roll very high. But you do hear the telltale sound of another incoming thing.
And we nope current location.
Yeah.
Where we teleported to?
Yes.
Okay, so...
No, like, where 2 was.
Okay.
Why? Because there was no...
No signal.
No signal went up.
Which doesn't make any sense. But it's happening.
And I don't see any extra people around us with true sight. No arcane eye following.
No.
No scrying.
Nope. Roll me a straight arcana, smart squad.
Mike, you're not an efficient part of the smart squad.
Yeah, but a nat 20 plus 7.
I'm going to do default arts.
The nat 20 will do it.
Rico knows magic.
I rolled a 2.
There's no one out here. No one moving around. So when 7th level spells are getting dropping, when everyone's fucking teleporting.
Got it.
Bing, bing, bing. Bing, bing, bing.
Somebody has detect magic and is watching the field.
Or it's just a pulse of magic, and they have they're a magitech society. Yeah. It's like us in like gunshot detection. You know, we fuck it.
Okay.
Bing, bing. We know what that is. Like that's just a thing. You know.
Yep.
So, but you're going to walk to this one, so you got a shout out not going totally tits up.
And we're walking stealthily.
Roll stealth, everybody.
With a plus 10 on your stealth.
I'm going to roll them as a collective. You're lucky I rolled them as a collective.
All right, so 8 on the die, plus 23. 31?
Oh, 15 on the die, plus
10 for 10 without trace.
Plus an extra 5. No, plus an extra 2. So 17, 27?
27 is my base. How's 24?
I rolled a 13 plus 7, and then was that another 10? So that's 30.
Art.
Nat 1.
Is it really?
A 2.
2 plus 8 plus 10.
20? Do you think 20's enough?
I will give you an inspiration roll.
He's like, weep.
Or I could sacrifice my 35 and go with my concern me out at plus 2. My base is a 27 before a roll.
Yeah.
Well, that's at least reasonable. 9 plus 8 is 17, so 27.
There you go. I think that's the low number right now, which is the same as the priestess. You did just fine. I need to roll a couple perceptions.
Mm-hmm. Only if they have true sight on. Or
you can still hear.
With pass without trace.
Yes.
All right, because we don't have the Wombo combo, nobody can cast silent yet. I have that too.
Okay. So there are. What you're going to see is there's 6 guards patrolling over each one of them. They needed to roll an 18 plus. I got a 17 and a nat 20. So a man with a very, like, lanky man, probably 6 to 10 inches taller than everyone else in this group, looks down and you see his eyes flash purple. And he says, rebels. What?
Well, they're looking for magic.
All of a sudden there's a
blink of magic.
They nuke themselves.
You're close enough to the wall, they probably wouldn't do that. Probably. Also, you haven't retrieved the thing yet.
Yeah.
So it would be dead.
We don't even know how far we are from them.
You're like less than 500 feet from
them. Okay. Never mind.
But you're also only 500 feet from the wall, so you could dim door to them like
yeah, 2 seconds. That's what I was going to say.
But we can only take 2 people.
Or we can teleport them. Fuck.
Yeah. But teleport them all. I'm sure they know where they are, mm-hmm. and they're not going to drop their own spells on them.
Otherwise, we'll have to do counter magic play.
You can't counter it, because casts are too far away.
No, but I'm countering the meteor itself.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. Are you trying to play piñata in this
match? Yeah!
Let me roll some... Let me get some... Hold on, let me go get my dice blurry again. This feels right. Actually, it's short 46.
Mm-hmm.
As you eat it.
Alright, so, take out the guards before they communicate, because we should still can have a surprise round on all but one of them.
Is that what you you teleport in?
Yeah.
That will be your surprise round.
Yep, that'll be my surprise round.
And I did say that his eyes flash purple, and it's in purple, you know.
And that is?
Dracula's influence. Gotcha. Direct.
Direct. Fuck him up. All right.
Or touch. Good good slash bad touch.
I still have all my points built up.
Yeah, it's Moxie's bar. It's a good touch or bad touch. Either way, it's a good weapon.
So
how close do you guys want to be?
You guys have a turn, and then... you guys can move whatever order you want, and then you roll initiative, if it matters.
I have good... So, it's just depending on how far they want.
30 feet away?
I have my 120
feet. What?
No,
I don't care about your...
It's up to them how far they want to be.
30 feet, 40 feet?
Sure.
Okay.
Natalie?
Okay.
30 or 40 feet, doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
With her jump? No, it doesn't matter.
No.
So I'll put a...
She could almost jump to it.
You and me can dim door, and they can... It's
the priest that we're not taking into account.
Actually, the priest said we'll get the book. We'll get the archivist.
Okay.
We'll get the nerd. You get the jocks.
Okay.
And break.
So we're dropped off.
I believe
we should start rolling.
Yeah, Dimdor, because the priest. I don't have to take the priest.
Yeah. So distance from the guards itself.
500.
You were 500 feet. So you pop right next to him.
All right.
Roll the touch.
Yeah, it's touch with the accuracy of the sword. No, it's with not the sword, but
hands.
Don't think that will be enough.
You get lucky, right?
Yes, I do.
How many luckies have you used up, though?
Or in my paper, none of them.
Wow! He fancy up in here.
All right, so it is dex plus proficiency.
Yeah, that's it.
Then a 9
plus 7. It looks... You can tell it's going to miss.
I will lucky it then, because I've burnt my last inspiration.
Well, thank you.
But if he hadn't done that, they would another one would have seen him.
Two luckies burnt.
Damn.
In one action, trying to cure the guy. So I miss.
Extra one inspiration drop.
Wow.
Okay.
You're looking for a total of 20.
Yeah. I kept getting... all my numbers were 19 or less.
As easy as 20. It was just that you know. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's not that high. It'd be fine.
I do have one more. Mm-hmm. I'm switching fucking dice.
Is it the same dice over and over again?
Yeah.
You drunk fuck.
Inspiration. Roll. There's all your lucky.
And all my inspiration. I think that's a natural 20. Yeah.
Cool. You get a vibe that there's one more in there with the same effect, and you feel like with a nat 20, you can touch both.
Active or unactive for the second?
Active, but it'd be one charge.
One charge? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Burn it!
And you reach... And I reward the nat 20. You reach out, and you touch it, and you watch as his eyes go from this purple to, like, a black to red to, like, a hazel. I'm like, it's like a gray, and, you know, probably was their natural state. And you watch as a spectral form that you recognize fades out of him and then detonates. Dex saves. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Int saves from the table. Anyone who's within 50 feet. Yes.
That's us.
Yeah. Yeah, but we get her bonus. I don't. It's a good thing I'm proficient in charisma bonus is plus 10. All right. So, we're needing at least a 20, right? So, there's a 2 on the die... Plus 18.
He sees 23.
Shit. All right.
Because this is not this mook doing it. This is a
all right. Fuck so you trap. We get plus 10 from Natalie.
Yes.
Well, you guys do.
So I make it. I rolled a 5.
Plus
12 plus 10.
Plus 20. Yeah, plus 22 will do it.
My plus 18 was not enough.
You needed to roll a 5.
I know. I rolled a 2.
You sue your dice for non-support.
I am not in Natalie's range?
No.
I fail.
Okay.
So that's 2 of us. High five.
Thank you, Natalie.
You're welcome.
Can't you boom?
Somebody appreciates you.
It's an int save.
Save you? Oh, yeah. That's... Okay.
The boom is for Dex.
But the thing detonated. 2 explosions.
Yeah. It's a psychic pulse.
So it doesn't say...
The fuck, little one. 30. 40 even.
So 20.
Yeah, it's psychic damage. It's a fuck, little ones. When's the last time you saw 4 ones, like, in one selection? Because that's what you had.
4 ones with the 6.
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Fantastic.
If you made the save, you take nothing?
If you got a nat 20, you take nothing. If you made the save, you take half.
So you gotta say
well, 20. I had 18 plus 13. Does that give me anything? Are you serious?
You get half you damage. Half
so
damage,
so we take 20.
You take 20.
I take 4.
I think if I surpass 30, I feel like 20. I don't have to take any damage.
You take some damage.
I'm going to be honest with you. How much was it?
20. 20.
You take total
You're
20.
Such an asshole.
Hey, at least you didn't take 40.
That's true.
Yeah, Rob's the only one at the table that took 40.
You got to stand next to me, man. What are you doing?
calling people to be saved.
All right, and fine. You watch all the mooks drop, except for the 2 you saved, because they were the stronger ones. They're reeling, but... And they go, what happened? And they just...
Okay, do the priest come back?
Yep, come back with a nerd in arm. Like, literally, this is like a really short, like a half... What we'd assume is like a halfling. I don't want to go with you! You can't prove it! No! Like, literally kicking and screaming. Like...
I will make my introduction.
You just, like, swoop down with your wings?
Yep.
He's like, shit! Yo! Who they?
They are... Who's he pointing to?
The priestess. Priestess.
Those are the priestesses.
Nah, I had fake priestesses show up last week. I didn't.
Yeah, they aren't fake.
You said you're taking me somewhere safe?
Jesus! Oh, I don't say that out loud. That's in the mind link. Because they can't hear the mind link, I hope.
So, the 2 guards who are unconscious, I assume you flap down with them?
Yeah.
And they say, if they've been purified, we'll take them with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who had the halfling under her arm reaches in, touches the other 2, disappears.
Along with the halfling.
Along with the halfling. Because that's what I was like, this is that. police brutality, and then it goes away.
That doesn't exist.
So, right.
Now where you're going.
We keep up. Where's the next one?
Actually, the next one is against the outer wall.
We were?
Yeah, but, okay. So, if it's shaped like a Pokeball, right? You were against, you're like against the central like circle with the, where the line runs into it. You're now you need to go to the far right edge versus you were at the far south edge
before. Got it. Stealthing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hang on, I'm gonna heal all of you first.
You're gonna get long enough. You're gonna heal the fall.
Yeah, but them not.
Oh, you're healing them. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry about it. We took 20. We got the.
So as you were talking, you were just like,
do you heal yourself or do you let yourself heal naturally?
Well, I was just gonna
mass healing word.
Yeah, mass healing word.
Okay,
but that's three charges. Eh, that's worth it.
Your dice wise, it's not. You're better off rolling the third level three times because that's 94 plus 16, or 94 plus 15.
It's 64 plus 5 because only double.
Ah, you're right. Okay,
so three charges, four people.
If you had more to heal, it would be better.
So one at a time, like one for each of you. That does matter.
Each of us.
But you can roll. You can roll that one time and just multiply and just give it to each of them. Just in the interest of saving time.
Each. We only get 20. 20 each. So that gives me 60 extra.
All right. So the next place you find is an observatory. But unlike the other places that are all bombed out or looking strange, there's a barrier over this one still.
This one's powerful.
I hate touching. Yeah. The
same dice. More ones.
Shinsoku is living dangerously.
Take 11 points of lightning damage as you get zapped. Then with his literal electric fence. Did 11 on 5d6. What the fuck?
Alright. You said you took 11? You heal 11. So,
with this.
The priestesses look at you like, I don't know.
We could attempt to teleport through it, but I'm assuming it's probably warded against that.
You can see that on the walls. Like, the runes are very much out and about. And you see, like, the it looks, like, scorched on the inside a little bit, but, like, the main door looks fine.
Do I think I can horizon walk through it? Or do I think I need to actually introduce the sword to the barrier?
I'm going to pick up or toss it and bounce off, or does it go through?
It goes through.
Cool. This is going to hurt.
No.
I was just going to descend and walk through it. I mean, I'm tough enough.
Well,
I'm ready to revive you.
You can try.
At least he's resistant.
Can I read the runes as they're floating around?
Yeah, it blocks anything that's not organic. I'm sorry, it blocks all organic matter.
Okay. I went like this, and it's a solid barrier.
I zapped you. And
no,
I went like that. I knocked on it.
Tink, 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 but you got zapped.
Okay, that was not how I understood it, because, you know, the way I thought of it was he went like this and it zapped him. He tapped it zapped him, and he pulled back because shock.
No, it was like, it was instinct, tap, 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 ow, shit, ow.
Does the rune say if it would stop anything in the ethereal plane?
I guess that'll be an arcana check, I'm sure.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
25?
13 plus...
Whatever your base is, plus is plus.
Okay, your base is 17?
Yes. So I got a 30.
Yep, you need that one.
Yeah, no, nothing on the ethereal plane.
So I could actually go through it.
Yeah, you could. You'd be on your own.
I mean, it's not that big. It's only, like, 30 foot across.
You'd still be on your own.
Yep. How long has it been since the last encounter? Have I fully healed?
Probably a half hour to walk across.
Then, yeah, fine.
Because you're moving stealthily, you're avoiding patrols, stuff like that.
All right. I will just met Horizon just to get through it. I have etherealness as a bonus action.
She has etherealness.
No.
Just throw me.
No. Everything is not a nail.
But they're the hammer siblings.
I know.
I thought they were morning
siblings. Yes, they are.
I want to hold you like a battering ram and just keep...
I'm just trying to find the actual ability.
It gives you a etherealness for one round.
Yep. So I can get in, and hopefully I'm allowed to get back out.
I just imagine holding you by a t-shirt and just going to...
Either that, or runes will only prevent things going one direction.
For short rest, it's a bonus action. You can cast it without spending a spell slot, but the spell and the current turn.
Yeah, you walk through the thing and just...
Yeah.
You feel a tingle, like you went through magic, but it doesn't hurt. And then as soon as you walk through it, it poofs through.
Okay. And I can't bring anyone with that.
Correct.
So. All right, I'm on the inside.
Yeah, there's a staircase leading up to a door.
Anything else I see? True sight?
No, staircase leading up to the door.
We'll go up to the door, I will knock, and I will inch myself instead of waiting for him to look through the people.
In here. We don't want any.
We are
Girl Scout cookies.
We don't want any.
I'm Deimos, Chosen of Ethereal. We are here to save you. I also have Boreal in my head as well.
Well, I'm Velocios and the Chosen of my mama, and I said F off.
Can he
just... No, you're through a wall.
Because I felt like...
You're across enemy line. You're right on the border of enemy line.
Which is right on the... He's like less than an eighth of a mile from the wall.
So he's right on enemy lines.
Yeah. He says, they've been pounding my barrier for all week. It's...
We're currently... I'm also currently stuck.
Roll an arcana for me, Art. Because it's the only person who has a shot at realizing what happened. Etherealness is a 7th level spell.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Etherealness is a 7th level spell.
Oh, it's,
Stops up to 7th level.
No.
No.
Oh, it's an ability, not a spell.
You cast the spell Etherealness.
Oh, well. So, me knocking on this door just triggered an apocalyptic event in it's about 100-foot radius, so...
Nah, they've been trying to break this place
into weeks. They cast Meteor, or Comet, already twice. But just falling up.
That asshole's still alive. I thought I killed him.
You take him. Yep. I'll get everybody else.
Fine. He cracks open the door, and it is a 9-foot-tall, robe-wearing, muscle wizard.
I cast Punch.
yes, the muscle wizard.
Have you never seen the muscle wizard meme? Imagine a wizard with a 20 intelligence and a 24 strength. I cast Punch.
Well, looks like I'm out of spell slots for today. Time to cast my favorite spell.
And they spread their clothes, and then I cast Punch. Yeah.
No, so, I had a whole anime of that. You watched it.
Yes,
that.
It's good. Yes, very like him, but like more beefy.
Uh-huh.
Beefcake-like, yeah.
Yep, so I will teleport our group and...
Hold on, I gotta disable the wards and take the door.
Yes.
Yep.
You notice you look into the libraries, right, which you're looking into. This is the door. He's like... He's much stronger than the other guy. He just fucking pancakes that shit. And at the end, bursts of sparks.
And away you go.
And you watch as a meteor start... As 3 meteors start to fall from the sky.
They really want to. Can I counter meteor swarm?
Can I counter it with a big enough boom?
You would need to counter it with nuke, and you could aim it. And you could, I give you a roll to do it.
Well, I'm just saying, trigger
save it for next time.
But that's why I was one of my large booms or something.
Not really, because it's falling so fast. And like, and even if you broke it, it would be shards that do the similar damage.
But at least it would be more spread out.
Yes.
So it'd be less damage.
If
I were the size of the radius, yeah, it'd be the same damage.
It would like have the radius, but it would be the same damage.
All right, but regardless, we'll save that trick for next time.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
There's one left. Two left. Initial one.
Coliseum.
Coliseum.
Wall.
Observatory.
So we have the fifth one. We're on the fifth one.
Your portal thing doesn't trigger.
My teleport spell.
No.
Oh, detection.
So I don't have the location of the lost one.
Not directly. And you're down to just the high priestess. And one follower.
All right.
And you have Comet falling down on your heads.
Are we still at the barrier?
Where are you going?
The same drop-off location.
That's what I was figuring.
Oh, you're just going back. You went back to the home base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You pop back.
We got 5 out of 6.
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
We had 4 priests and the high priest.
So, roll me a wisdom check because I told you where the last one was last session. You didn't remember.
That my character would remember.
Identical. Hospitals. You haven't looked at any hospital. You were told at least one of them was still maintaining a hospital.
All right. Where is the active hospital?
There is the hospital is right in the dead center of between the war zone and the so like due north of you by like 3 miles.
We got directions. We got a teleport right on it. Yes, that would ping this location for them to.
Oh no, they know where this place is.
Yeah, no, this place is protected.
Okay,
that's why we came back here.
Yep.
Center of town.
Yep. Here, we got a map. We can say right here. We know the exact distance.
Yeah.
So we don't hit a wall.
I assume you just go up in the air, because you can fly. Brave Force can fly and so can Demon, so between the two of you can hold in the air.
She can fly.
She can fly, but she jumps faster.
Yes, teleports to a fly to hold you.
I jump Dimdor up 500 feet and then glide.
Well.
It's not as good as theirs, but...
Don't you have, like, infinite misty step, too?
Yes.
So you can misty
step. It's really slow, but yeah.
I guess
it would keep your glide going forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, once I'm up, yeah.
Maybe even 30 foot. Because you lose 30 foot. You need to be at least 60 feet up to
Because you lose 30 foot per round.
Right. Yeah, no. That's why you dim door to start. Yeah. And then...
You miss yourself to maintain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just like I have Chipmunk Chick set up to do, she's got a really, really fast glide that I just teleported like a half, 2 kilometers up. And she just glides for like a fucking... We've yet to use it, but it is set up. Supersonic glide speed. Glide speed. So, yeah, you guys took care of that. There is a you were teleported above a hospital. It's about 100 feet on the side. It is a very much in the Greek style, very open, very, and there is a barrier among barriers on the top of this.
And now I can't walk through this one.
And there are active soldiers beating on this barrier. With ballistas firing at it, and trebuchets, and spells, and it is just tanking.
We can clear the soldiers, then enter, or we can sneak in. I doubt we can sneak through. There would probably be teleportation.
Of course there is.
So clear the soldiers, then talk about it?
Yep.
Once we clear the soldiers, I'm sure
whoever's in there will probably... Wow.
You know what? We haven't seen our friend Angelo in a while. Was he at base?
No. He's
stretching his legs.
You hear a sonic boom, and then there's no more enemies attacking this place.
Speak of the devil.
I was readying something else, but okay. This barrier's strong enough, it'd probably be able to withstand it. But
a nuke.
Nuke.
With a flick of my wrist and a wrench of my arm, I cast explosion. Great haunt.
All right.
You gotta give him inspiration for that. That's a quote. I thought you came up with that.
It's a meme I've been seeing the past couple of weeks.
Never mind.
So, yeah, and then Angela like stops by half a second, flips you a very strange looking silver coin, and says bye, and then just rips away.
I catch it.
Yeah, you
the ninja. Of course, he catches it.
Yeah. It's strange, but when you look, it matches one of those sigils on the hospital. It
allows us to go through the barrier.
Allows you to go through.
Yep.
Nope. It opens up a door, and then there's a triangular opening opens, and it slowly starts to close.
I guess that he went there first.
Yep.
We go.
Yep.
And you see a him-sized hole that's still being repaired in the barrier. You can't stop him. That's part of his power. He's momentum.
Won't stop. Yes, Lucio.
So, yeah, you get in, and there is a full-on trauma team working, like doctors, nurses, and you see in charge of it all is a singular follower of Boreal who is working their absolute hardest.
Hey, look, we're back in the Demon Show. Get to work, medic.
Yeah.
You know what? I never actually got to use...
Matthew?
Yeah.
That'd do it.
How many points do I have left over? I'll use them all.
No, it's mass heal. The 700 hit points.
Yeah. Just to get the attention of the Boreal person.
Yeah, you watch. It's like a 300-foot radius. It's huge. You bring a whole battlefield back up.
So I will go up and introduce myself to the Boreal medic.
Introduction.
Yeah, she's...
Boom!
You can call me Mother Marie. What?
I am Demos, Chosen of Ethereal.
Great, title's my favorite. All right, I'm busy.
No, I just kind of cleared your trauma bay for a whole bunch.
You've got 2 minutes. What?
I'm currently rescuing all the people of Boreal, relocating them to the stronghold.
Well, I mean, yeah, I was an archivist in my younger days, but I haven't done that for years.
Does she have the door?
Do you have a door?
No, my daughter does.
Where is she?
So, she may have met the wrong guy.
Does he have sharp and pointy teeth?
No. Why would they have sharp
points? Allergic to sunlight, aversion to
garlic.
T-shaped garlic.
For some reason, they really like to avoid Italian food.
No, he's just an asshole. Like, guard. And she went to live in the north.
How long ago was this?
She's only lived like 5-6 years, but she's had the door ever since. She's had the door for 20 years.
Well, we do need to get the lost piece.
She's on the other side of the line, though.
Well, some lines are meant to cross. Especially when you knew the line. It's much easier to cross a line if it doesn't exist anymore.
These are facts. Okay. She says, I'm sorry, I can't help. I mean, thank you so much for what you did. I really appreciate it. I mean, but I can't leave. I have to protect the people here. This is where people come where they can feel safe. It's the last place in the city for that.
There's technically another one
right now. Yeah, but it's so far south, no one can get to it.
We do have an Angelo Express going on right now.
He can't lift people when he does it.
Oh, okay.
He's very much, I'm really fast, you know?
I can't be. Not even by the people that I'm carrying. Ew.
But, yeah, if you can find my daughter.
Do you have a name?
Anne.
I'm trying to get the name.
Don't give him shit.
I'm literally trying to roleplay this out.
I don't suppose you were have a lock of her hair.
Or anything you want.
That's a weird enough thing.
Surprise, motherfucker!
What's number of the 12 for you?
I'm going to go with 8 today.
That was the right choice, because you got a 9, and if you said 7, you wouldn't have got it. Yeah, she's nice. I've got a lock of her hair from when she was a baby.
Yep. May I borrow that? I will.
How about this? And she knows what you're using it for. She just nicks off like a quarter of an inch piece. Here,
One single strand. In there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you want her brought here or to the stronghold?
I mean, she's been living there for so many years. She doesn't really talk anymore.
Stronghold it is.
We will see if your daughter wishes to come. Either way, we are going to take the door.
Okay. The door, she wears it as a necklace most of the time.
Good to know.
She's strong.
It's a heavy fucking necklace.
Yeah,
she was a... She's more of the... She's not like us. She's not chosen by Boreal. She's chosen by Zafiel. Or Scuthiel. So she's very strong.
So we might have to cleanse her.
That's your job.
Yep.
Which is why she didn't show up. Because she's not... She chose a different path. But she passed the door down to her. Because she was... She took up being the chief medical officer. She wasn't supposed to have it anymore.
Before we know what's going on. We're trying to collect all the doors, right?
Yeah, so, that was that was of paramount importance. Yeah,
they have one.
Mm-hmm. So if they know they have it,
we should at least know that. Yep. Hey, is he still in the mind link?
We never broke it.
Yeah.
All right.
He's just been really quiet.
Yeah, because it's just been us dicking around.
Exactly. There's a lot of references.
And I'm sure occasionally we hear a little snicker in the background as we're bantering back and forth.
What the hell are they doing? That kind of shit. How do they have that much power to keep teleporting?
What?
Filling you in, we found the 5 doors.
Great.
Is apparently
less great.
Just figured we'd let you know and get it back. So this will be fun.
Okay, do you want me to send anybody else with you? The priestesses can't go across the wall.
We're going for, you know, surprise, shock and awe, I think. This is going to be an interesting next few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, good luck.
Away we go! All
right, so.
On that note.
No, so.
And with that.
We're very close. So, and as you teleport to the location of Anne, you look up at the wall and see it says in Atlantean runes, Terra Sancta. That's the name of the bad guys. And you hear someone say, "Who's in my fortress?" And with that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.